Helping Hand. It's a weekly feature here on HPR One Station's Helping Hand strives to put the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and to other folks in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week the Hawaii chapter of the National Parkinson's Foundation. And we're also going to be hearing about Moving Day, which relates to it. It's coming up October 25th. We're grateful to welcome our guests, Kevin Laquette, volunteer board member, and also Melanie Moore, coordinator of Moving Day Hawaii. Thank you very much for coming to HPR. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, aloha.
Melanie, what's going on October 25th?
Moving Day events are held across the country, actually. I believe there's about 20 going on in all major cities to raise awareness about Parkinson's disease and also fundraise to support Parkinson's support groups and exercise groups and research and chapters like the National Parkinson Foundation of Hawaii. It's open to everyone, all ages. We have a kid zone. There's going to be a 3K walk, pavilion with exercises specifically for people with Parkinson's disease, and it's going to be on October 25th at Honolulu Hale Civic Grounds. If people are coming down with Parkinson's disease, we'll have exercises that time, like yoga and hula, going on at the base that they can stay. And we also have a great team of volunteers from the UH Nursing School coming down who are going to assist Parkinson's patients around the event. So it was really fun to see last year. We'd see Parkinson's patients come with their entire families, from two-year-olds up to their brothers and sisters.
And Kevin, on the note of the organization and how it benefits not only from visibility, but from looking at the online portion at movingdayhawaii.org, talk a little bit about how this can show tangible support with financial aid.
Half of the funds stay here in Hawaii. The other half go back to the National Parkinson's Foundation. The funds that stay here help support programs that we have. A couple examples. We partnered with YMCAs of Oahu, and we offer Parkinson's exercise classes at all of the 8 branches here. Also support groups and special programs and educational events. So the funds that stay here basically help support people locally here. The funds that go to the National Parkinson's Foundation, the mothership actually comes back to us in programs. And there was a wonderful program called Aware and Care. Last year, we distributed 500 Aware and Care kits. Kits were evidence-based to help decrease hospitalization days and medication errors when people with Parkinson's were hospitalized. And these are kind of resources that a small chapter, you know, we don't have the funds and the ability to do it, but it comes back to us, comes back to and supports the people here in Hawaii. Most people have Parkinson's 5 to 7 years before they actually get the diagnosis. And what happens is that it's not until the motor symptoms of the disease show up. And by the time that the motor symptoms show up, which is maybe tremor, people are very stiff and they move very slow. By the time those symptoms show up, they've lost about 80% of the neurons in their brain called dopamine. So they think actually what the earlier symptoms are the non-motor symptoms. And so loss of taste and smell, constipation, difficult sleeping. So they're looking at different ways to try to diagnose the disease a little bit earlier. One of the things they're looking at is studying is doing a almost like a scratch and sniff test that you can buy at a pharmacy. Parkinson's is difficult to diagnose because there's not a single test to take. And so it's a clinical diagnosis. And basically, the neurologist is the professional that typically makes the diagnosis. And if you have 3 of the cardinal symptoms, they say you may have Parkinson's. So Parkinson's, the average age or mean age is 65. However, there is 15% of the people diagnosed with Parkinson's have what they call young onset Parkinson's, which can be diagnosed as early as the mid-20s.
What do you need for volunteers, cash, support?
The main thing we're looking for now is participants and teams to come down.
For long-term fundraising, Kevin, what else could you use in addition to the walk?
One thing to point out is we are a complete volunteer board. So one of the goals of the fundraising is to be able to establish a full-time office.
What do you need? Space?
Space, funds to have a paid staff.
So a small space somewhere in Honolulu.
Yeah.
MovingDayHawaii.org and ParkinsonsHawaii.org for your two homes online.
Yes.
808-528-0935 for folks who want to call. And info@ParkinsonsHawaii.org for people who want to email.
Correct.
And at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. I'll have all that contact info plus the email address for MovingDayHawaii.org, which I'm sure you have handy, which is...
I do, which is MovingDay@ParkinsonsHawaii.org.
I really appreciate that you came down here. I'm really glad that you're doing this event. I hope you have a great turnout and stay in touch. If there's stuff down the road that we can do for you in the future, please get in touch. Kevin Laquette, volunteer board member. Melanie Moore, coordinator of Moving Day Hawaii, the Hawaii chapter of the National Parkinson's Foundation. Thanks for all that you do.
Thank you for having us.